Actor Sherman Hemsley died yesterday in El Paso, Texas. He was 74.
All I'm trying to say is just we should just try to play it cool for a while. I mean, this is a great apartment, ain't it?
Of course it is.
And when we get our piano, it's going to be even better.
You still on that?
Sure. All rich folks got pianos. How come we ain't got one?
Maybe it's because nobody around here can play one.
We got a fancy French writing desk, and nobody around here writes French neither.
Loud, crass, argumentative, and often surly, George Jefferson became a popular favorite while playing off another thundering bigot, Archie Bunker, in All in the Family.
Archie, why don't you show Mr. Jefferson your pants?
Oh, yeah. As long as you're over here, Jefferson, maybe you could give me your professional opinion on this here. It's a hole.
The Jeffersons were spun off into their own show. The Spitfire George Jefferson moved his family from Queens to the Upper East Side and spent 11 seasons complaining about money and trying to pretend he had control over his own family.
Look, Florence can't write and she can't spell neither. She left out a D. It ain't Edie Stokes, it's Eddie Stokes.
Who's Eddie Stokes?
You know Eddie Stokes, my old Navy buddy. How many times have I told you about him?
Never.
There's a lot about the Navy I never told you about.
I'll bet.
Me and Eddie did everything together. Shoot, he slept on top of me for 2 years.
That must have been uncomfortable.
But the man behind the character was neither brash nor loud, and no one who knew him ever described him as rude.
I remembered from Pearly Victorious, a musical in which he sang and danced I remembered Sherman Hemsley and knew in a flash we had the father.
Producer Norman Lear described Sherman Hemsley as a love of a guy, a man whose sweetness and compassion helped smooth the rough edges of his character and make him endearing in spite of the bluster. Hemsley was born in Philadelphia to working-class parents. He served in the Air Force and then took a job with the Postal Service. He could have spent his life working for the government, but he'd taken acting lessons as a kid. And he never gave up on that dream.
In the second grade, I started doing plays. I remember the first play I did was a fire prevention week play. And I played fire. You know, it was my first starring role.
For years, he worked days at the post office and then caught the subway to a theater for a performance at night. There were many spinoffs from All in the Family, Maude, Archie Bunker's Place, but the Jeffersons lasted the longest and had the greatest impact.
Why would anybody want to see me?
I'll give it to you straight. A couple of other clubs in this town are being hassled by the press because they don't let minorities in.
Come on, man, I don't believe that.
Well, you better believe it because I ain't joking. Token.
In a racially charged time, Sherman Hemsley talked about race every week, joked about it, complained about it, argued about it, without turning people away or turning them off. Since the Jeffersons left the air in 1985, Sherman Hemsley starred in the NBC series Amen, made lots of guest appearances on a number of shows, and even recorded a single in 1989.
My mama told me, boy, that you never buy a woman no shoes. Why? 'Cause she can always walk away from it.
But Hemsley would never leave behind his most enduring role, and his name will forever be associated with the man who finally got his piece of the pie. Sherman Hemsley was found dead yesterday at his home in El Paso, Texas. As long as we live, it's you and me.